break open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You feel the soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and me.
Good morning and welcome to Rogue Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 28th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Not without considerable hardship this morning, it seems. My apologies for that. We're having some really very strange technical difficulties. So my apologies for that. Let's get started, though. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Right out of the gates, speaking of strange, you know, as things get stranger, the consequences of post-truth politics at all is that you can't trust anything, it seems. Have you noticed? There seems to be little to no regard for just the facts and always some agenda-driven axe to grind. It's interesting as we kind of observe the lexicon of this society. I think it provides clues, hints, if you will. And so yesterday, Dictionary.com announced its word of the year for 2017, which is complicit, meaning choosing to be involved in an illegal or questionable act, especially with others, having partnership or involvement in wrongdoing. It is clearly a pejorative, and there is no meritorious use of the word. But this is the Dictionary.com word of the year for 2017, which is kind of shocking, I think. Indeed, more than kind of shocking. But it's just the latest milestone on the road to complete collapse. We have been pitted against ourselves and one another in this society. And really, that's the game. You know, I keep trying to point out in a number of ways, this is what's happening. It's that old, allegedly spurious or ostensibly apocryphal letter, if you will, by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, outlining three world wars. The third world war must be fomented by colliding the forces of political Zionism against political Islam, and the whole world be drawn in. I was listening to some old stuff yesterday. It's not that old, really. Daryl Bradford Smith interviewing Eustace Mullins back in 2006. My, how time flies. And here we are in 2017. It's interesting, you know, just comparing and contrasting that interview, Daryl Bradford Smith interviewing Eustace Mullins, and comparing that with, and that was in 2006, and comparing that with what I believe is Daryl Bradford Smith's last interview last year that I'm aware of anyway, and just how things change and progress, and it's just interesting. In 2006, Daryl Bradford Smith seemed hopeful. Eustace Mullins was hopeful. In fact, at one point during their conversation, Daryl asked Eustace Mullins the question specifically, what would you suggest I do to get this message out farther afield? Eustace, that was the question that he asked. We could even play that clip. But Eustace Mullins' response was, if you get the message out at all, you're winning. If you're letting people know what's going on. I lectured for years to crowds as little as six or eight people. Can you imagine? I mean, Eustace Mullins, and this society is so goofy. Eustace Mullins, to me, is a true American hero, a man who invested the majority of his life in other people. He spent the rest of his, and I mean spent the rest of his, the majority of his life, his later years, for the betterment of his fellow man. And you can hear it. He's one of the few people that didn't foment conflict, and that's really the key, because that's what's supposed to happen no matter what we're looking at. You know, again, speaking of that interview, January 25th, 2006, Daryl Bradford Smith interviewing Eustace Mullins. Daryl Bradford Smith was getting the concept that it's conflict. We're being pitted against one another. And that was in part what I was trying to express yesterday, as I have so many times. It's this concept of balkanization and the idea that we see these cleverly contrived logical fallacies that are wound up in such a fashion as to be irreconcilable. They create irreconcilable differences between people. You know, one of the best examples was that clip we played recently, the Hannity clip of Sebastian Gorka and the Imam Muhammad Ali Ilahi on with Sean Hannity. And folks said, I talked to folks after we played that clip. It was about a 6-minute clip, but it's very difficult to listen to. It's almost unendurable because the conflict and the rhetoric is just so overwhelming. It's such a distortional conversation. But this is categoristic of what we see in the mainstream press. And then, of course, people across America, they regurgitate this. And no wonder we can't seem to get along. And just to kind of recount that, where Hannity went wrong, he was completely sideways on the Iran aspect of the discussion. It's interesting. This was the piece where Hannity was using essentially the Lower Manhattan attack, whatever it was. And as I always say, that the FBI should be suspect number one. If Trevor Aronson is right, and he is, and after years of research, he's come to the conclusion that the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them, why isn't the terror factory always suspect number one? Especially when the person seems to be a little bit off balance mentally and doesn't really seem to have means, motive, and opportunity that you should, but the FBI always does. The FBI always has a motive to expand its apparatus. Always. And this is how it does it. I mean, think about the way this works. It's insane. The way it works is the FBI creates its own terror plot that it then foils sometimes, sometimes not. And then is able to expand its apparatus. Look, we found more terrorists, and so we need more resources. you know, remember the example, how close the 60 Minutes piece, you can still find it on CBS News. How close is the FBI terror? Back to the short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness. So, things that make you go, hmm. So, I think it was November 2nd, the Hannity episode that I'm thinking of, Sebastian Gorka and the Imam Ilahi duking it out, essentially. And again, where Hannity went wrong was Iran. But see, it was the classic argument based on a fallacy. And if you understand, I mean, mentally, the picture that I see literally is of two separate bridges that both have, you know, people presume that they're on the same highway, so to speak. Imagine, you know, highway overpasses that do not connect and don't actually go through. They both end somewhere at the midpoint. So they're not connected. If you were driving on it, you could sort of see each other going opposite directions. But then when you get to the midpoint, both cars go careening off at about exactly the same moment. That's kind of what the conversation looks like to me, literally. So Hannity and Sebastian Gorka shouted down the Imam Muhammad Ali Ilahi. And a few things that I mentioned, you know, Gorka mentions that it's the Sunnis who are the Sunni extremists, Saudi Arabia in particular. He makes the distinction, which is important. That never happens. And that's the problem. You know, you see even the most informed folks, I mean, if you start to dig into political Zionism versus political Islam, you will invariably encounter folks like Ernst Zundel, who, you know, many would consider a white supremacist. But it's, I don't think, you know, it would be an error, I think, to overlook an intellect like an Ernst Zundel. I mean, the man clearly was a giant of an intellect. But it's interesting. It's a provocative oversight to hear time and time and time again him generalize and conflate. You know, we played the clip yesterday of Eustace Mullins talking about the distinction between Orthodox Jews and Reform Jews. And he says there's a sharp split right down the middle. There's a schism. There are even riots. And people don't know this. This is a fact that gets overlooked. The same thing happens in the Muslim community. The broad cross-section of American people will believe, because of what they hear, this indolent overgeneralizing, this conflating of Orthodox Jews, whether Sunni or Shia or otherwise, and radical Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi ideologues. Those folks all get lumped in together. And so most of America and the world, for that matter, oftentimes says, well, why isn't the Muslim community doing more about this? Why aren't they doing something to police their own community? Well, they are. In fact, whenever the FBI attacks the American people, or the CIA attacks folks abroad through this new Operation Gladio B, a reinvigoration of the Gladio left behind component, the Muslim community always comes out. They're one of the first typically to say, whoa, these people are not us and we're not them. There are a number of cases in major metropolitan areas where, if the mosque was not set up by the FBI and the Imam was not brought in by the FBI, there are a number of cases where the mosque attendees will actually report FBI informants and say this person is acting weird, trying to set people up. They do police their own community. But of course you don't hear that because that's not good for the conflict. You see what I'm saying? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of this Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. I think we got some of the audio kinks and bugs worked out. It's all that help. Software helping. Assumptive tyranny helping. No, we'll choose for you. Actually, I'd rather choose for me.
I was just saying in the break that I believe, again, I mean, I've said this before, I haven't heard anybody talk about this yet, and I'm sure somebody is, but I think one of the strongest evidences that's circumstantial, conjectural in nature, I realize, but I think evidence nonetheless for the emergence, if not the the existence already of AI out in the software world, is the fact that Windows 10 is Windows as a service. It's software as a service, and everything is going that direction. Remember, things used to be hosted on your machine, and now everything is going to the cloud. Nothing is hosted on your machine, and that's for a variety of reasons. Kurzweil talked about how Moore's Law would basically cool off somewhere around 2020, and we see that happening with your technology. It's interesting that your laptop, desktop, MacBook, etc., really isn't progressing. We're not seeing a doubling of computing power and a halving of technology size anymore these days. We're seeing marginal increases. And at the same time, the server centers and the server technology is still experiencing some pretty magnanimous expansions. There's a growing disparity there. And what that means is the server technology is being positioned to be your desktop now, your local machine. And to me, that's deeply disturbing. I don't want someone else to have control of my data or my information, and we could see where that's going. I mean, Kurzweil wrote that passage that I always mention in The Age of Spiritual Machines, chapter 11, 2029, talking about direct neural pathways being perfected to the human brain, and now we can bypass certain neural regions like visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. Actually, I don't want anyone bypassing my neural regions. I don't want a high bandwidth connection to anything in me, least of all my brain. So that's where the whole thing is headed. You know, your brain will be your laptop, desktop, phone now. But in this push, I think that, again, one of the evidences for artificial intelligence, either emergent or already here, I think, is Windows as a service, Windows 10, WAAS, Windows as a service. And one of the key differences or distinctions in Windows 10 from all of the other Windows versions is that the ability to tinker with software updates has been disabled. So automatic updates is hardwired in to Windows 10 now. And as we were talking about during the break, the board op and I, you can do certain things. You can change your network settings, your networking settings, for example, which gives you the ability to maybe suppress those automatic updates to some degree. But really the ability to do that is turned off for all intents and purposes. And, you know, again, I think that's strong evidence to at least suggest the imminence, if not the operation, of machine learning and artificial intelligence already at work. And just to reiterate what I mean real quick and get back on topic, when you realize that artificial intelligence or machine learning can be turned loose on a code base, and it's already happening, code is already writing its own updates. So when you can write a program, for example, that will crawl through the Windows operating system iteratively, and it'll do it millions of times a second to to find vulnerabilities. When it finds a vulnerability, software can exploit that vulnerability faster than you can push the button to apply an update, which is why Microsoft probably is doing the same thing right now. They probably have some machine learning at some level doing just that, iteratively combing Windows 10 and other code bases for vulnerabilities and then releasing patches based on those in real time. But when you realize that that's possible, and if that were the case, those vulnerabilities would happen faster than you could push a button to apply a patch, then you understand why a software vendor, for liability reasons, would turn off essentially your ability to disable automatic updates, if that makes sense. And so most people, folks like me, would say, I'll decide when I want to apply updates, because we've all seen that updates often create more problems than they fix. But that was the old days. Now we're in a brave new world of machine learning when it comes to this kind of technology. And you can find code bases out there that are already inbuilt with machine learning capability. I keep seeing commercials for this stuff. You can go on Udemy for the price of lunch, they say. You can learn machine learning and artificial intelligence. You can code in Python. And oh my goodness, that's horrible. Go to TensorFlow.org if you haven't already and see what I'm talking about. An open source software library for machine intelligence. And so TensorFlow is one of the machine learning code bases that you can download, you can use freely, you can even contribute to over on GitHub. It's pretty crazy. And that's just one. So, but I digress. Back to the point. Sorry, I'm trying to pull something up here. Well, first, the word of the year. It's interesting. Well, backing out of the Hannity thing, that conflict, I hope that makes sense, because I don't think that can be overstated. These irreconcilable differences that are created. When Sean Hannity says, Saifullah Saipov attacked people, okay, I disagree. I think there's more to that story, but let's just pretend for a second that it's just that simple. Saifullah Saipov is responsible for an attack in Lower Manhattan, and people are injured and killed, and it's horrible. He's driving down a bike path, and so now all of a sudden we need a crackdown, and this is another microcosm of what happened in Iraq. What did Iraq have to do with September 11th? Absolutely nothing. We heard weapons of mass destruction. That never materialized. Speaking of that, oh gosh. Who was it that I had on that was talking about that? We were talking about Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson, who wrote the book on the subject. And if you go to his Wikipedia entry under the section titled What I Didn't Find in Africa, it's very enlightening. That was then suddenly his life becomes difficult. Her life becomes difficult. That's when she was exposed. She was outed as a CIA agent, because essentially Joe Wilson, her husband, wouldn't go along with the program. You know, no, you found the yellow cake. And if you remember that time period, perhaps you recall that controversy. It was weird. The federal government was poised to say, this is what we found. And Joe Wilson reported, no, I didn't find it. And so it was an interesting controversy. No, this is what you found. I mean, there was this Jedi mind trick moment in American history where the media was trying to report that Joe Wilson on his trip had found uranium yellow cake, and he was saying nope. So if you have a copy of his book, check out chapter 18 titled Frog Marching. Ambassador Joe Wilson, the politics of truth inside the lies that put the White House on trial and betrayed my wife's CIA identity. Anyway, this is what always happens. Iran is the next target. And to hear the ridiculous nature of these arguments that, for example, Lebanon is somehow attacking Saudi Arabia, you know, I mentioned how absolutely ludicrous this is. I don't remember exactly the context I framed it in, but I think it was something like, you know, when we heard Saudi Arabia crying, Lebanon is attacking us, most recently, you know, it's as ludicrous as hearing, for example, that El Salvador is attacking America. You know, if you heard on the news, hopefully, probably not, people are so mind controlled these days. If you heard on the 6 o'clock news that El Salvador was attacking America, hopefully you would laugh. But probably not, because that means we're going to attack a bunch of innocent people like the United States military industrial complex does, which is very despicable. But the point is, there's no way that El Salvador could ever present any kind of threat to America in the same fashion that Lebanon could never present a threat to Saudi Arabia. It's a proxy war. It's the classic example, textbook example of when the African proverb, when elephants fight, the grass suffers. So there's pushing and shoving going on, mostly by Saudi Arabia, but sort of between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And it's interesting that Iran is sort of cleaning up the region largely, certainly a lot more than the other liars, you know, the NATO-led coalition, the Saudi-led coalition, et cetera, et cetera. But the Shia folks are always attacked. And I'll get to one of the stories on RBN here in a second in that context. But if you just take a second to look, just look at the map. I mean, look at Lebanon, look at Saudi Arabia, for example. And, you know, think about the fact that Saudi Arabia has unlimited resources when it comes to making war. Just made another $110 billion deal earlier this year with Donald Trump and turned around and started attacking its neighbors like Yemen. And we'll talk about that story in a second. It's just unbelievable, the disparity in the nature of the conflict is horrifying. It's horrifyingly tragic. The story posted yesterday, no, 2 days ago, on RBN, Republic Broadcasting, reposted from the Chicago Tribune, right? The story titled, 50,000 children in Yemen have died of starvation and disease so far this year, monitoring group says. And this is a UN group. So this is from the story. This is the kind of disparity we're talking about in the conflict. Listen, this is an Associated Press story, AP story in Chicago Tribune. republished at Republic Broadcasting a couple of days ago, and the story was actually published back on November 16th. But according to the story, 130 children – I'll just give you some of the highlights from the story. 130 children or more die every day in war-torn Yemen from extreme hunger and disease. Save the Children said late Wednesday, a couple of weeks ago, that a continuing blockade by the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels is likely to further increase the death rate. Yeah, ostensibly fighting Yemen's Shiite rebels. It says over 50,000 children are believed to have died in 2017. Saudi Arabia blocked Yemen's ports after a rebel missile attack near Riyadh. That's most likely false flag. These people are utterly impoverished, and they're firing missiles somewhere. I mean, there's nothing that Yemen could do to, you know, Saudi Arabia. It said Monday the coalition would lift the blockade after widespread international criticism. So is that meaning that Saudi Arabia is waiting for criticism, or that there was criticism, so they're going to lift the blockade? It's one of those sort of plausibly deniable sound bites. Anyway, we will finish that and more when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
reckless and wild. They pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course, he's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. You know, I don't want to oversimplify anything by any means, but I think that we are often we fall victim to the overcomplicating of things intentionally, and the obfuscation that's created, the misdirection that's created in the deluge of information that we see coming out. And you know, these conflicts, I think, are pretty simple. You know, the political Zionism versus political Islam dragging the whole world in. I mentioned Daryl Bradford Smith's interview of Eustace Mullins back in January of 2006. And Daryl Bradford Smith kind of seeing what's going on. But, you know, he said it doesn't seem like – he kind of spoke to that, the nature of the conflict that in those terms. But he said it doesn't seem like – Zionism represented in the state of Israel, which is not synonymous with the biblical Israel. It's a modern geopolitical contrivance. He said it doesn't seem to be them. No, they're proxies. You know, Saudi Arabia and Israel are the wellspring of the conflict, but they're not so much fighting themselves as proliferating this ideology that is so incendiary. The state of Israel treats people like dogs. So you have that side of the conflict. And then you have the Wahhabi social virus that has been plaguing the world since before the American Revolution. We hear about the Barbary pirates in recent years. You know, there's this reemergence of talk about that. What you don't hear is that those were Wahhabi pirates. How come we don't hear about that? You got to dig around to find that. Isn't that interesting? So back to Yemen, a conflict there. Listen to this and tell me if this does not sound completely lopsided and just despicable and horrific. I probably have to hold some of this until the top of the – maybe I'll just do that. I'll wait to finish that thought in the second hour. It's unbelievable, you know, what we see happening. And I mentioned yesterday the unprovable, the unknowable in this post-truth era. I sort of touched on that at the outset of today's broadcast too, but I'll give you some examples. And there are numerous examples. And you know of some, you know, Las Vegas, Sutherland Springs, Lower Manhattan, those are just a few. We know everything and nothing all at the same time. What are the facts? That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. heart attack, or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.